Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tuned into Are You, it's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? It's in the video show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I have another special guest, none other than author, published author, Terry Anderson. Her book is titled The Call of the Prophetic Intercessor. Again, author Terry Anderson from Indiana. Her book is titled The Call of the Prophetic Intercessor. She is the author of this awesome book. We're going to be sharing or discussing her book very shortly. I know you're going to be inspired and blessed by her on tonight as well as myself. So I'm so looking forward to having her share her book with us on tonight. Let's go down in prayer first. We're going to do the same thing tonight. So we thank God that we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. Mm-hmm. Know everything. So we just want to come to the in prayer as we go to God once again. And again, for those that are sick and afflicted, for those that have bereaved on tonight all over the land, we thank God that he knows who they are. He knows what they stand in need of. So we're just going to trust and agree as we always do on this worldwide platform. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we're coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you. We bless your name because, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control of every situation at all times, no matter what it looks like. And all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We just be grateful in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, such as myself, my entire family, my guests on tonight, Sister Jessica. Her entire family and every state believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, for the Lord, for you want us to not be in vain. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray now, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit, have your way in the light of all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that have lost loved ones. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even during the hour of bereavement. Help them to remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord, that you get the glory through this broadcast once again, because we know it's not about us. It's all about you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are moving now in the prison bars all over the United States. We thank you for opening that door. So we pray and lift up all those that may be incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Continue to move by your spirit in their lives. And our Father, we pray that something will be said through your a woman of God tonight, through her book, that will test the hearts and the minds of all those that are tuning on tonight by way of phone or social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated on tonight, that you ultimately will be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have a spiritual food thought. And this spiritual food for thought is titled after another one of the books God blessed me to write. But this is for all Christians on tonight, this spiritual food for thought. Make sure you are not scattering God's flock. It's personal. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Make sure you, it's personal, make sure you are not scattering God's flock. I do welcome our comments and feedback from our listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. Well, that being said, we are so grateful on tonight for author Terry Anderson out of Indiana taking time out of her busy schedule. This public author, I thank God for her. I thank God for Pastor Cross when I met her in March down in Atlanta, Georgia, along with my other guest that we had on this past Thursday night. We had author Rita Henderson was on this past Thursday night, another awesome woman of God that has published her book. She was my guest on this past Thursday night. But we get ready to go to our music break. But before we do that, I'm going to ask my guest, Terry Anderson, before we go to our music break, I'm going to ask her if she don't mind sharing with you and myself a testimony. Author Terry Anderson, first I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight's show. And if you don't mind, would you please share with us a testimony on tonight before we go to our music break?
Amen, amen, amen. Bless God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Mighty man of God. Amen. Amen. I just like to first give an honor, amen, to my God. Amen, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, for who he is in my life on today. Amen. Without him, amen, I wouldn't be here on today. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, that my testimony, amen, as I begin to look back over my life when you said testimony, amen, I can say that, amen, I was born and raised, amen, in the city of Indianapolis, Indiana, amen, with three other siblings, amen, I was in a strong spiritual background where prayer and faith was the foundation of our family. My late father and mother, amen, pastored their own church, amen. And in my life, amen, I had experienced a lot of trauma, amen, in my life journey. And it started with, amen, when I was a little girl. I had pneumonia, bronchial pneumonia. My lungs had collapsed, amen, and they didn't know, amen, whether I was going to make it, amen. And then to go to say that I was bullied, mocked, amen. I overcome a speech impairment. Amen. Studying, which I had inherited, amen, from my father. Amen. Being a victim of domestic violence, just being in a toxic relationship. I was a victim of domestic crime. Amen. Held at shotgun point. Amen. My life just was just before me. Amen. Not knowing. Amen, if I was going to survive, amen, these things, amen. And some of the situations amen, where sometimes life just happens, and or sometimes because of the choices, amen, that you make, being disobedient, by being bullheaded, amen, stubborn, rebellious, amen, and that brings forth, amen, those things of sin, amen, that could have cost my life. Amen. But I can testify on today, amen, Brother James, that I survived it all. I survived a lot. I survived it all. Amen. And not only did I survive, but he delivered me, you know, from my unholy mess. You know, my unholy mess. I was a mess. You know, I was a mess doing what I thought that I wanted to do, even being brought up in the faith, you know, in the church, you know. But there's a time where that, you know, you get curious and you want to know what's going on the other side. Amen. And when that happens, this is what causes, you know, for you to experience these things, because you have separated yourself from God and you didn't continue on the pathway, how you have been taught, you know. Mm-hmm. But eventually you find your way back, you know.
Yeah,
you find your way back, you know. Thank God for the prayers of a mother and a father, amen, that have covered me, you know, has caused me to be here on today. And and for that, I'm forever grateful. Amen. Glory to God. So that's my testimony. Amen. Overcoming trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Overcoming trauma. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, Lord.
And everybody can't say that they have overcome trauma. They're still going through it.
Yeah.
So thank God, you've overcome it. Oh, yeah, nobody but God. So we give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. And thank you for sharing this testimony on this platform. I always have my first-time guest share a testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one, and he's a jealous God. And that's why he gives us testimony, so that we can be a blessing to others, so that others that may not know who Jesus is, may not know God, they need to know that we serve the same God. If you he has no respect of persons. He's the same God. So just like he did it for her, whatever her situation was, he can do it for you if you just call on the name of Jesus. But you got to have a relationship with him. In order to do that, you got to be born again and accept his son, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. You got to believe that Jesus Christ died for you, and he paid our sin debt on the cross, and he died. But he rose again with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. That's why you got to open your mouth. He says confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. So you got to open your mouth and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Then once you be saved in Jesus' name, then he will show you what your God purpose is, because he has a purpose for your life as well. So on tonight, author Terry Anderson, again, thank you so much for that powerful testimony on tonight that you just shared with me and the listeners on tonight. But we're going to go to a short music break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to dive into portions of your book. We don't want to give it all away, because we do want people to be able to purchase your book and be able to read the entire book for themselves and be blessed by it and inspired by the whole book for themselves. So we're going to go to this music break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into your book. Thank you. Yeah, that's just a musical version of the song "Pray for Me."
Yes,
prayer for the righteous sinner availeth much. We are told that we are to pray ye one for another because we are truly living in the last days. So I thank God for this awesome woman of God, my guest on tonight, author Terry Anderson. Also want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd bishop. I'm sorry, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. And my Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family, want to say good evening to all of them as well. This is also for you all that have been dialing in and tuning into this worldwide ministry platform. This month, this is the first month of July, so now we are celebrating 10 years of bringing the good news of Jesus Christ over the airwaves all over the land. Thank God, 10 years. I don't take that lightly or for granted. I also want to say, I want to give a shout out to my other authors, some of the other authors that I have had the privilege of having come forth and share their books on this worldwide platform as well. Cynthia Holly, her book is titled When Your Right-Hand Man is a Woman, Cynthia Holly. Then we also know that Kimberly Mallory, There's No Sound in My Screen, she was not too long ago, has been on this platform sharing her book as well. So we had also Rita Henderson on last night was my guest on this platform on last night. But Thursday night. Let me see here. Hold on just one second. I want to make sure I pronounce her book title right. Her book was titled, it's titled 30 Days to Increase Faith. That was my guest on this past Thursday night, author Reverend Rita M. Henderson. She was my guest on this past Thursday night. So we do have on the line another coming forth author. I just want to shout out to our soon coming published author, soon to be, Tara Doss, another faithful member of my church where I am a member of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, on the line as well. So we get ready to go to my guest on tonight, none other than Terry Anderson, again, the author of the book titled The Call of the Prophetic Intercessor. Before we go any further with your book, my first question to you regarding your book on tonight, Sister Terry Anderson, is how did your book come to be?
Amen. God had it spoke to me. Amen. He had spoke to me. Amen. And he had told me, he said that it was time. He spoke to me in December of 2021. And he, in my time of prayer and meditation, he said to me, it is time for you to release to the people what I've taught and trained you concerning the ministry of the prophetic intercession.
Wow. Oh, yeah, people definitely speak to you. And you can, yeah, because it was time for this book to be birthed into the earth.
Yeah.
Where people can be blessed and inspired by it. Because, my guest on Thursday night, author Rita Henderson, like she said in her comments regarding being an author, and it's true. And I've said it myself when I have shared the word of God on this world platform myself. I have said this myself, and it's true. And it's sad to say this, but there are a lot of people in the graveyards right now. That had books in their bellies that God had put into them to bring forth to the world that people could be blessed and inspired by what God placed in them to be placed into a book where they can be blessed and inspired, where God will get the glory out of their lives. But unfortunately, they have taken their books to the grave. But thank God for the authors that are being obedient when God speaking a word into your life and put something in you that's going to be that has to be birthed through out of you through a book in a book form. That's going to be a blessing to his people, and ultimately and most foremost that he's going to get the glory through it. So thank you for sharing that first question with us on tonight, Terry Anderson. My next question to you is, how will readers benefit after reading your book? How will readers benefit after reading your book?
They will have a better clarity and understanding of what they have been called to do in their kingdom ministry assignment, whether it's in the prophetic or whether it's in another realm, you know, of the spirit of their spiritual gifts, you know,
right.
Only them and God knows. Amen.
That's
and,
right. Amen.
And it will cause, it would also cause a transformation and a change. It'll cause them to get in a hurry that God would do a shifting in their life, you know.
Yes.
To heed
yes.
to the voice of the Lord, you know, to yield, you know, and to humble themselves and to get
right,
in
right.
his face. You know,
it's like
and
an urgency.
See his face.
Yes,
that's it. That's it, man of God. That's what it is, an urgency.
When that book is in you and you know you have not put it down on pen and
yeah,
paper
God.
And you know it's still inside of you, it's not nobody being blessed by it, and God is sure enough not being glorified by it because it's still in you. He wants you to get that
that's
book
it.
Out of you, put it down on pen and paper, get it to a publisher where it can be published
yeah.
and be released into the atmosphere, into the world, where men and women that are dying every day and going to hell because that
mm-hmm.
book that you should have written have not been written and published yet because you are being stubborn and you're not being obedient and faithful to God to fulfill your God purpose by writing that book and releasing that book into the world where God would be glorified through your book.
That's it.
So,
and not only that, but because of healing. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Healing to take place
yes.
in the land.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right. Because a lot of people will be blessed by, you may not think it's important. You may not think it's nothing to the book. But if God placed that book in you, believe me, he gave it to you for a reason. And it's not just for you. He wants you to write that book so that other people
mm-hmm.
can be inspired. Because so many people are throwing in the towel because they have not come across your book. They have not come across what God has placed in you that you have got to release back into the world
mm-hmm.
where God will get the glory out of your life. So my next question to you
yeah.
on tonight, author Terry Anderson, how should Christians intercede for each other? How should Christians intercede for each other? I know the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much, but there are certain ways that we should be praying for our sisters and brothers in Christ.
We should, first of all, pray in earnestly and sincerity of heart. We should pray in faith, trusting, believing that the prayer that you've prayed, that it's going to manifest, that it's going to come forth. When you're touching and agreeing, you know,
yes.
when you're touching and agreeing on one accord.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
You know, because God moves by our faith.
That's right.
He moves by our faith, you know. He don't move by doubt, but he moves by faith. So once we pray and we touch and agree and intercede, we leave it there and
mm-hmm.
trust and believe that it's already done.
Amen.
Because,
because
the prayer petition has already gone forth before him. So it's
right.
up to him. It's up to him.
And his timing.
To move.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's really up to him. All we're doing is we're standing in the gap. But he has he has the final say so.
Oh yes, that's
of
right.
When and
that's
how
good.
And how that he's gonna move.
That's right. And that's why
yes,
he said in his word, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And that's why, as sisters and brothers, that's why I said we got to learn how to start forgiving each other. We got to learn how to start appreciating each other and stop being jealous and envious of one another. And just and start when the Lord bless somebody, and whether they're a sister or brother in Christ or not, or it could be your neighbor, anybody, bless them.
That's
right. Be happy for them. Don't cut off your blessing by being mad and spiteful and evil and hateful because they got their blessing before you got yours. But he said that means that he's in the neighborhood. If he's blessing your neighbors, he's blessing your family. That means he got something for you too. But what are you doing? What are you doing to fulfill your God purpose in the earth that's going to give him some glory? That's a good question. Think about it. What are you doing? So there's a phrase that goes out, and you may have heard it said, God is waiting on you. No, they got that twisted. No, we waiting on God. No, God is waiting on us. Get up of our do-nothing and start getting into his word and asking God if we don't know what our purpose is, because there is a lot of Christians that don't even know what their God purpose is. They need to pray. Seek God honestly in prayer and ask him what it is that he wants them to do, because only they can fulfill it. So I thank God for authors such as Terry Anderson and Rita Henderson and Kim Mallory and other authors that have shared their books on this worldwide platform, and authors that are going to be sharing their books in the future, like Sister Carol Doss that's on the line tonight. All these women and men of God that have written books, I don't just have anybody share their books on this worldwide platform. Their books have to be inspiring. Their books have to be encouraging. And their books have to be birthed out of what God placed in them to write. That God's going to, most of all, that the book is going to be written, it's going to be received, it's going to be a blessing and an inspiration to the readers. And most of all, God is going to get the glory, because you fulfill your God purpose by writing that book that God put in you to birth into you, out of you, so that you can be a blessing to the world. So, Terry Anderson, I have another question for you on tonight. Why is it important to sound the alarm? And then, first of all, before you answer that question, what is the alarm? What is the alarm first, and then why is it important to sound the alarm?
The alarm is prayer and repentance. There is a sound. There is a clarion call for men to turn. It's time to turn from your wickedness. It's time to turn from your foolishness. It's time to turn from your sin. It's time to turn from your hakah, your rebellion and your disobedience. It's time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the clock is ticking and time is winding up.
Yes, it is.
Because I'm soon to come, and I don't want you to be destroyed in your sin. I don't want you to miss the rapture. I don't want you to find yourself lifting up your eyes in hell, in the lake of fire, because of your refusal, because you have denied me, because you have left your first love. Hi, kid, my God. Because you have left your first love. And I'm calling you. I'm calling. Don't you hear me calling you? I'm calling you. I've been calling you in your dreams. I've been calling you in your visions. I've been sending the men and women of God to speak the prophetic word to you, to turn. Mm-hmm. Hi, God. That is the sound. Hi, God. Hey, Kimadaha, to come to a place of prayer and repentance, and you must heed to the call.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hi, Kimadaha. Glory.
Jesus. Yes, yes. That's powerful. All right, now have your way, Lord. Let's do this. So it is very important to that every Christian, not just the pastor, not just the deacons, not just the apostle, but you, my sister, you, my brother, you've been born again, you've been and washed in the blood of Jesus. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You have a relationship with him, a personal relationship with him and with God the Father, the Creator. It is very important that every Christian do their part and that they don't just have to be in your family, in your home. The word of God talks about it all starts in the home and then it spreads abroad. So whatever we learn as Christians in the home and in our home churches, I've always talked about when I brought the message on this platform, what are we doing outside of the four walls of the church? So this is a part of that. What are you doing, my sister, you, my brother, to represent Jesus Christ? Are you sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you sharing your testimony of how God delivered you and set you free, how he saved your soul? You know, something we bring on ourselves. I can speak for myself as a saved Christian, been saved ever since I was 8 years old. And thank God, I'm not bragging, but I'm 65 now. And so I've been walking with the Lord for a long time. But I thank God that even though I've been saved a long time, yet we can still mess up. I know I have. That's why I thank God for the blood of Jesus. That when we can go to God in prayer, he can draw your testimony because I care for you. And he know we're going to sin. He didn't say we wasn't. He know that we are. So we thank God. That's why it's so important that we go to Jesus in prayer. And when we do falter, whether by omission or commission, whether you did it knowingly or unknowingly, and you realize and recognize that you have sinned and you hurt the heart of God and displeased God, then we are to repent. We are to go in prayer and ask God to forgive us of all of our sins so he can put us back on the right track so that we can get back in right standing and right fellowship with him and fulfill our God purpose the way he wanted to while we are on earth, that he will get the glory. So when he look at us in the day of judgment, don't you want to hear God say unto you, well done, thy good and faithful servant? I'm sure you don't want to hear God say to you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't want to hear God say that to me. So that's why I'm trying to fulfill my God purposes in the earth. It's personal. What are your God purposes? What have God called you to do in the earth that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise? That's going to be a blessing to someone else. That's going to encourage your sisters and brothers in Christ, whether it's a senior, seasoned saint that's 80 or 90 years old or a new baby in Christ. It don't matter. What are you doing to put a smile on someone's face? Are you speaking kind words to people? Do you have a nasty attitude in and out of that house of God when you go to church? People are sitting back watching you. They're not just watching you, they're watching me as well. So this all applies to anyone just say they're born again. That's why it's so important to be careful how we carry ourselves because we don't want to turn around a liability to the kingdom of God because we can truly be saved in the blood of Jesus. But we, for some reason, we can become a liability to the kingdom of God because of our attitudes. The way we look down on someone, how we don't forgive or we're not walking in the way that God has ordained for us to walk, and people are watching us. And they will throw it in your face that you're supposed to be saved. Oh, yes, they're watching you. They're watching me. So I thank God that he's searching our hearts. He knows we're doing it for him. He knows we're doing it for our hearts. We're going to give him glory and praise. That's what I love about God. He's not a man. After Terry Anderson, you two chapters at the same backpack because you wrote the book and you know what's in your book. So I don't give away too much, but I want you to share, expound on chapters. I picked those two chapters for a reason. Chapters number 4 and number 5, if you can expound on to those a little bit to give the readers a little idea of what those two chapters are about, whereby it can be more encouraged to.
Yes. When we look at chapters 4, it is so vitally important to be able to identify the call as a prophetic intercessor or to flow into intercession, because we have to be able to know and that when we begin to experience as we go through our life's journey, things that can be so detrimental to us, whether it be a matter of life or death, situations, you will begin to carry a burden, you know, on behalf of others. You'll get an awakening in the midnight hour to begin, you know, to immediately to go into prayer, and you will find yourself prostrate on your face, crying out for a soul, you know, that could be in a detrimental situation spiritually, because only you God knows, and that spiritual connection, because that connection and that relationship, you know, that you have with the Father, my God, and you will begin to go in a place of you're sold out, and you're just your spirit is in a whole new God. It's in a whole new, totally different realm in the prophetic. And you will know to immediately to begin to go in intercession for them. It's like a crying out in your spirit, in the death of your soul, with a groaning that only the Spirit of God knows. It's something that you cannot explain. It's something you cannot understand, but it's an encounter that you have. And you have to have that spiritual connection. You'll begin to have dreams. You'll begin to have vision. And just like I shared some personal spiritual encounters, you'll begin to have personal spiritual encounters that you know that you should have been here. My God, you know that death was right there before your face.
Because of
the grace and the mercy of God that he kept you here.
Oh, yes.
My God. Hi, God.
I'm a witness. Oh, yes.
It comes with spiritual experience. This is something you can't talk out, but something you got to walk out and experience, because you have developed that personal relationship with your Father. You've begun to know him. He sups with you, and you sup with him. He talks to you, and you talk to him, and you begin to pour out. You begin to pour out you. There's no more you. You have surrendered yourself unto him. No matter what it takes, no matter the test, no matter the trials, no matter what comes against you, the warfare can be great. Hi, God. And that's when you have to surrender. You have to surrender to the call. because you know that you have been called. You've been called into something that is much more greater than you. You have that. There's a characteristic, you know, you have that spirit of humility. You have a repentive heart. There's a purging and a purification that has to work from the inside out.
Amen.
When I say repentance, you don't do that and then just go back to it. Mm-mm. No. No, you have to mean this thing. You
Amen.
Have to mean
sure
this
is.
Thing from the bottom of your heart to the belly of your soul. And this is daily, even for the little things, even for things you don't think that you might have done. Our God. But we got to have a repentant spirit. And you got to humble yourself. Ooh, God. Sometimes, you know, we find that hard to do sometimes. Because that flesh get in the way, that fleshly man. And we don't want to yield to the spirit because we want to yield to our flesh. And that flesh will mess you up every time.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah.
So it's a total surrender. It's a sold out. It's a sold out to God to stand in the gap.
Oh, yes.
To stand on behalf of the souls.
Amen. But that's not always easy as a Christian, surrendering to the call. Because, you know, I'm sure Jesus, he went through a lot when he told the Lord that he would come down in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt on the cross. And that's why he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he realized what he was really had to do. And that reality set in. And he was praying until they said the sweat turned into drops of blood. He was praying so hard, but he came to himself and realized what his real purpose was to come down and pay our sin debt was on the cross with his own sinless and precious blood. So he was sold out, and he surrendered to the call for mankind's sake that he would pay our sin debt on the cross. So when we surrender, that's what we have to do. We got to surrender just like Jesus did. He surrendered as a follower of Jesus Christ. We too have to learn how to surrender to his will, because he's at the end, when he realized that there was no other way man could be redeemed back to God the Father, the Creator, was only through his shed blood on the cross. And that's why he made that sacrifice. Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus Christ, the God's only begotten Son, made a great sacrifice that only he could have paid with his sinless blood on the cross so we can be redeemed? I have Father the shed of his blood, and that he died for us, that he goes with the victory and the power over death, hell, and the grave is in his hands. Aren't you grateful tonight? I am so grateful that Jesus paid the price. He paid our debt that he denied us, but we could not pay. So that's why he came in our stead. I am so grateful. So my next question to you, I have one question after this on tonight for you, my guest, Sister Terry Anderson, being glorified through your book. And I think that's something that every author should look at when they're writing their books that God has given them to write for him. These are also looking at them and thinking at the same time, how is God going to be glorified through this book that he gave me, and that he birthed in my belly, that he wanted me to put in on pen and paper, so it can come to reality, so that other people can be blessed and inspired by it, but most of all, how God can be glorified through the book. How do you think your book is being glorified through by God?
Well, first of all, because he's using me as his prophetic mouthpiece to release what he wants people to hear and what they need to do.
Oh, yes.
And it's up to them to move. It's up to them to move, you know, and he's going to be, so it's up to him, you know, it's up to them to receive what God has released from me, being his ambassador, being his mouthpiece. So it's up to them to move in position and to begin to flow so that it can be manifested in their life.
Yeah.
So I've done my part.
That's it.
The blood is no longer on my hand. So that's how he, God, glory to
that's
your name. How
like
they care my eye. So it's up to them to receive
it. That's it. And you said a mouthful right there. You said, now that is the truth. I can consider the Gansas Media, which is titled after this radio show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Earlier, we can say his name, but we can be a liability to the kingdom of God. Why? Sometimes we need to check ourselves, because sometimes we can have nasty attitudes as Christians. Sometimes we can show envy or jealousy toward other sisters and brothers in Christ, because God blessed them before. He blessed you with what you've been calling on for him to send to you, that you can be letting the world know that only God could have done this in your life. But in the meantime, he blessed you. So don't be such a child. Don't get mad at your sisters and brothers in Christ. You don't in God. Keep blessing your sisters and brothers in Christ as he blesses them, because he's the same God. He has no respect for person, and he is a promise keeper.
Yeah.
I am a witness. God is a promise keeper. He's
still his word.
He's forming and allowing people that are hearers of his word and not just hearers only. So after you hear his word through this book, the woman of God, the call of prophetic intercessor, written by my guest, what are you doing with it after you have read this book? Is this book a blessing to you? Are you or not of your faith? You read books like such as these books that these men and women of God that I have on this platform as authors. Like I said, each one of them, I read their books first, and I go through their books, and then I want to make sure that their book is a book that's been written by and directed by God, that people are going to listen and inspired and encouraged by the book, and most of all, that God is going to get the glory through the book. So that's why it's important. If you have a book in you, don't be those people that take your book and God did not get in the glory of your book that you had in your belly, that you refused to take the time out and you can put it on pen and paper, and it can become reality and be actually published where people can read it and be blessed and inspired by it. So my final question to you on tonight, author Terry Anderson, what do you want readers to tell others after they have read your book? What do you want, or what do you think others, people that read your book, should they be telling other people after they read your book?
I need readers to tell them to invest in themselves, and to share how it has blessed their life, if it's touched their life in any type of way. You know, the importance of being healed, because that's the whole foundation. That's the whole purpose of this book, is to come to a place of healing, deliverance, and restoration.
Wow.
That's the whole purpose of it. You know,
because
if you're found, you know, in a place of brokenness, God, they need to know, hey, God can heal those broken pieces of your heart, you know, because so many of us is walking around, you know, and we're heartbroken, and we need God to do some heart surgery. when you're on the operating table, you got to have a physical heart surgery. Well, we need God to do a spiritual heart surgery on us. And this is what I want. The readers, you know, to get the message out, to share,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes,
and to let them know that in order for you to be effective in your ministry call assignment, you got to be healed. You got to be delivered, and you got to be restored. Because God don't want you moving and operating and praying and preaching over everybody, whatever he's called you to, and you contaminated. And you are tore up from the floor up. You're operating dysfunctionally. You know, transforming. Because, you know, spirits transfer. And it can cause contamination and destruction.
Hi, God. That's right.
So it's important to be healed and delivered and to deal with things, because sometimes we like to brush stuff up under the rug. You know, we want to hide it. We don't want to deal with it. But see, this is the purpose of the call of the prophetic intercessor, because it helps you. It makes you deal with those things that you don't want to deal with, or sometimes those things has been hitting for so long that you've carried for so long.
And you're blocking the progress.
It's called stagnation in your walk with God, because you can't move and operate in the fullness of him.
That's right.
So this is what I want. This is the message that I need to get out.
Amen.
But they have to read it in order to understand it.
That's right. And it's also stunning your spiritual growth. Yes.
That's it.
So,
yes, it does.
That's right. So that being said, on tonight, I want to say to you on tonight, author Terry Anderson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I am so grateful that God allowed our pathways to cross when we met in Atlanta, Georgia, back in March during the I Am Hers National Awards ceremony. So I thank God for allowing our paths to cross. Before I release you on tonight, I want you to, would you mind please share, if someone wanted to get in contact with you, how could they do that? And also, how could someone purchase your book?
My book is available for purchase on Amazon.com, and also it's in Barnes and Noble, and there's other book platforms. I don't have them right here in front of me, you know, but they're on other internet platforms that you can go online and book. You can also go on my Linktree. It's linktr.ee/prophetessterryanderson. And you will also see my other things that I have also released. My music ministry is also on the Linktree. When you go on, you will see my book and also my music, my CDs. You can reach out to me on the social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook under Prophetess Terry Anderson. I'm also on Twitter under Prophetess Terry Anderson, and my Gmail address is wot.ministryinternational@gmail.com. Again, that's wot.ministryinternational@gmail.com. Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes, so remember, listeners, that all of my shows are kept in archives. So if you miss anything or did not get a chance to jot things down on tonight, you can always go back to tonight's show. It's all kept in archives. You will see her name, author Terry Anderson, on there. So you know that this is the one that you want to pull up from tonight's interview. You can put it up and listen to it as many times as you want. You can also share it with your friends and neighbors and ministries, your church families, people under your job. You can also share it with them so they can go back and be blessed by tonight's discussion with my guest on tonight, author Terry Anderson. And that's what this ministry is all about being a blessing to the body of Christ That's why I always, often, every now and then, I have authors that come on and share their books with the listeners so that they know that God is blessing other authors to write their and publish their books. He wants to do the same thing for you, but you got to do your part first. You got to give God something to work with. So you got to be sincere about it. You can't just put the pen down and pick it up one day and then 3 months later, then you decide to pick it up again. It's got to be constant. You got to stay on top of it. You got to be sincere about it until it's actually finished, until it's on the market. When you can see your name in the bookstores on platforms that the book is actually out there on the market, well, it's gonna bless somebody. So God don't just give us these books to write, and then once we publish them, just for to sit on the shelves. We want to get the word out that the book has been written and released so other people can purchase the books and be blessed by them. And again, most of all, that God get the glory. So, Terry Anderson, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I am about to open up the phone lines. We only have a few more minutes left, but I do want to give some of the listeners that called in on tonight, give them a chance to, if they have a question for you pertaining to your book, they can do that. Or if they just want to give you words of encouragement, they will have an opportunity to do so as well. But remember, we do have a lot of people that do dial in, and they don't say anything, but we do thank God for everyone that dials in. And we know that those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, of course, we know that you cannot respond over the, on the phone. But I do get emails, and I do go my Facebook pages, and I see that where the prisoners are being blessed by this worldwide ministry and other ministries and platforms that I share with the prisoners all over the United States. So I just thank God for opening that door that our prisoners are being able to hear authors. And so even though they may be incarcerated behind prison bars, they can still write what God blessed them to write even while they're behind prison bars and still be a blessing to the body of Christ. Right now, the phone lines are open. If there's anyone that have dialed in, if you have a question for my guest on tonight, Sister Terry Anderson, or if you were blessed by this discussion about her book, or if you have any questions for her, you can do so now. The phone lines are open. Anyone.
Well, God bless you on tonight, woman of God. I really enjoyed your message. I really enjoyed your testimony.
Thank you.
I thank you so much for paving the way. I am a future upcoming author. And I bless you for what you have done, what God has done through you, the many doors that he has opened. And just know that those doors that you walked through before, there are greater doors behind those doors. So get ready. You haven't seen anything yet. God bless you.
Thank you. Bless you, woman of God. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
Tara Doss, one of our faithful members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. Again, she just like she said, we're not going to get the title of her book yet, but it will be coming out soon. So as soon as it is released, I will definitely be setting a date for her to be on this platform to share her book with the world as well. So again, Terry and Anderson, thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God for Prophetess Terry Anderson. Amen. My sister. Amen. My blood sister. Amen. I thank God for her prophetic ministry in accessory tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, man to God, your platform. Bid you Godspeed. Thank God for your ministry and what he's doing. And I will say to my baby sister, amen, keep doing what God's called you to do. Amen. Keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. Amen. And God is going to catapult you into greater. Amen. He's going to catapult you into greater. Amen. I heard the Lord say greater works and deeds shall you do. Amen. So we thank God tonight for her. Amen. Thank God for you, man to God. Open up your platform for us. Amen.
Amen. You're quite welcome, sir. Sir, can I get your name, please?
Amen. Prophet Anderson. Prophet Anderson. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Amen. I heard about the conference in Atlanta. I wasn't able to make it, but I know Apostle in Atlanta. Amen. This is the first time I've actually been on your platform. Amen. So hopefully we can make some connections because I've I got some books I'm writing, got a school and all of that, amen, and prison ministry. Mm-hmm. So, but we praise God tonight. Maybe we can, I'll get the information from you, from Prophetess. You know, we can connect. Amen. We can connect.
I have your phone number. I have your phone number now. I would definitely be giving you a call.
Hallelujah.
All right.
To God be the
glory. We can work out. We can set you up to be on the show as well.
Yes, sir. I look forward to hearing from you. Amen. I guess my number's showing up, so you can. Yeah,
yes.
I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. Amen.
All right. I look forward to it, to discussing it with you. All right. Thank you so much. Well, once again, you have been tuned into RU, and it's the title of one of my books that God blessed me to write, and that's the title of this radio platform worldwide. RU is personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? And then my spiritual proof of thought came from one of the other books God blessed me to write, Are You Scattering God's Flock? So we want to say on tonight's spiritual food thought come to us saying, make sure you, it's personal, make sure you are not scattering God's flock. Again, thank God for this robot platform. We are now in our 10th year celebration of being on the air worldwide, and now we are being heard through all the prisons all over the United States. I give God the glory. This is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing through this worldwide ministry platform. I know that it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's all about God being glorified and that souls are being saved, backsliders are coming back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Christ are being built up, strengthened, and edified through God's word and through the different authors that have written books that are being inspirational, encouraging to others, and also mainly that God is being glorified through your books. Thank you for being my guest on tonight. We're going to close out with total praise, and we're going to thank God for what he has done on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you, but guess what? Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Remember, this coming Thursday night, we will not be on the air, or this coming Saturday night because we have a choir rehearsal. We're doing a live concert up in Idaho, Michigan on the 8th and 9th. So we have a final rehearsal on Thursday night. So I will not be available to do another show Thursday night, but then we will be doing a live concert in Idaho, Michigan on this coming weekend. So that's why we will not be on the air Thursday night or Saturday night, but we will be back on the third Thursday night. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., another powerful man of God, always deliver a powerful word. He will be back with us on the third Thursday night in July. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. Thank you.